Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Mike Trout, were he to retire right now, is a first ballot Hall of Famer by every measure.
Yes.
By every possible measure, he walks through the doors of Cooperstown today.
He's been worth more in terms of wins above replacement than Manny Machado and Bryce Harper combined. The two players combined, Mike Trout is that guy. It's possible, we've said this for a while, that we've been watching the best player to ever do it for about seven seasons now, and nobody's really watched enough Mike Trout tape. Nationally speaking, baseball fans, your average baseball fan probably hasn't seen enough Mike Trout at bats, considering how good he is.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Mike Florio at 10. Brian Hamilton, college basketball talk at 10:40, midday, midway at 11. After that, we will unveil the I'm Fat podcast March Fatness matchups.
I think we unwrap those, actually.
We undo the little screw top.
That's
and
what then happens,
sort of,
yeah.
And pour out the whatever mayonnaise is in the container.
No, not mayonnaise. Not for that.
Not
group.
Mayonnaise.
Not mayonnaise.
Just not for him.
No, we're a very anti-mayo podcast.
It is. The whole podcast stands on that tentpole.
Said it for a reason, because I am a pro mayonnaise guy.
Just, you should be.
I just bought a huge tub of
the
it.
Jar O.
Yeah, the big one.
Perfect.
It was on sale. Mark Schanowski at 11:40 on the Bulls and the ornery Jim Boylan, who's just making friends and influencing people wherever he goes. Joe Sheehan on baseball at noon and a long list of giveaways. We have a pair of center ice suite tickets for the St. Louis game, April 3rd at the United Center. Got to be 21 or older. That's courtesy of Team Hochberg. So that's David's special suite. You get to hang out with it. That's
very special.
It is a fun.
Special things happen.
Great place to watch a game. We have two qualifying spots in the final event for Cubs season tickets on April 4th at 1-2 Pru, presented by Sweetwater Tavern and Grill. Newly remodeled and reopened on the Mag Mile. You got to wait for the cue to call. That is, you'll hear Pat Hughes say, Baez steals home. When you hear him say it, be caller 6 to the contest line.
The contest line.
The contest line. 312-591-6700 when you hear that. Also, two sets of tickets to the Cubs season preview party with Matt Spiegel and Pat Hughes March 24th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. That's courtesy of the Illinois Lottery's new Lucky Sevens instant ticket. Must be 18 or older to play. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, the Score. If you want to email us, please do. That is Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. We're on Twitter at Bernstein_MCK. Individual Twitter feeds. He is at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Opening day in Japan makes complete sense.
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't know.
It's on.
I really wasn't aware.
We have our first game of the year. It's over. It's done.
It is the spring equinox, right? The vernal equinox today.
Yes, that is today.
And it's opening day of baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my 20th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
How about it?
Well done. 20 years.
How about it?
Are there bets being paid off? Like, were relatives placing bets at the nuptials?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Like a match made?
That's a long-ass time, isn't it?
It's a long-ass time.
It really is. My wife was looking at pictures. They're posting pictures from our wedding, like me with my dark hair and my fat face. And it was,
you had fat face?
Oh, yeah.
Like you brought it to the wedding or you had been...
I was just...
You had had fat face for a little while now?
I didn't think I had fat face.
I wasn't aware.
When I dropped all the weight after the knee injury, many years after that...
Dropped weight after the knee injury?
Yeah. I dropped about 20 pounds.
I figure people pick up weight after knee injuries.
Not when the doctor says that if you keep the weight off, you can avoid needing an artificial knee.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, that would inspire lot of people to keep the weight off.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
He said keep the muscles strong, keep extra weight off, and you'll be able to be on this knee much longer. So it's the old scared straight thing. But yeah, I saw the lovely head of black hair and the extra weight. But hey, all good. Long time ago. Where was I on this? Downloadradio.com app,
yep,
and that way you download that to your
emails,
mobile device.
We're going to do emails.
Did that. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We also have the video feed.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Hi. That camera, this one, that one. That's Facebook Live and watch670thescore.com. The video directed by Brian Gertsch. Producers, Jay Zawoski.
Strickland, he delivers, and a swing and a miss for strike three, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it on opening night 2019 here in Tokyo. A final score of 9-7 over the Oakland A's. The Mariners take game one of the 2019 season.
Ball game today.
That happened.
There were a couple.
It counted.
There were a couple of dingers. There were some good bat flips.
A really good one.
Tim Beckham let it fly. Matt Chapman took a high fastball the opposite way, high and deep into the night. I mean, that was a nice little fun 9-7 ball game, and no one watched.
On the board, Rick Camp.
Mike Socha, for example, entering his 19th season as the manager for this ball club. Does a contract like Mike Trout apply more pressure to somebody like him to turn things around, or else Marina's going to move in a different direction?
Well, Socha is gone, actually. Brad Ausmus is the manager.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about that. I can't believe I forgot about that.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine. We listen to baseball fans unaware of who Mike Trout was. It's really not on Michael A. to know who the manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim of California, whatever the hell his name is. It doesn't matter. We don't have to know who people are anymore. That's the point, right, Dan? We don't have to
anybody
know who people
can be anybody.
Listen, Phil, it doesn't matter who anyone is.
Thanks,
take it from
Steve.
Me, Bryce.
In the back,
it doesn't matter.
Doing what he does, the executioner Ray Diaz.
You get a tournament win tonight. You get a full share tonight. So it's a very big deal for one of the teams, especially those 16s, who have never won a tournament game. So getting a win here is a real big deal.
The clock's going to run out. The ultimate upset has happened. A 16 has beaten a 1. UMBC knocks off Virginia 74-54.
It just happened last year.
They put up a banner and everything.
The UMBC's Twitter account replied, "To be fair, he was retired."
That's true. He was not working.
Oh, yeah. He maybe took the year off. They could have said, "Look at banner, Michael," but they didn't. Either way, it's probably there in front of you.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Spring football is underway. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats this fall at Ryan Field. Matchups include Ohio State and Iowa. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. We concluded the show yesterday. Connor said, "Is that the most unlikely show that we've done in the year plus?"
Has to have been.
Yeah, Mike Trout signs giant contract. We spend show explaining to people who Mike Trout is and what he does.
And I suppose that's just where we're at in baseball. You know, Parkins came in during transition when was saying, what more can baseball do? What more desire do you have to watch Mike Trout if you're a baseball fan after 3 hours of watching, you know, your team or your locals or whatever? You've got today's game, right? The season open. The Mariners beat the A's 9-7. That is a real, actual, live baseball game. So I went onto the MLB app, right, which I pay for because I like watching a lot of baseball. I went onto the MLB app when I got in today, wanted to live stream it, clicked it. It's blacked out on the MLB.TV app. I know that it's streaming on ESPN. I know that it's a national broadcast and elsewhere. But if I know that and I'm able to, I'm sitting here with my phone, my very, very smart piece of technology that within it is the entire assemblage of human knowledge. I click the baseball app and can't get baseball.
To get your baseball at
right.
The opening of baseball.
We spent yesterday talking to longtime baseball fans, really kind of unaware or blissfully ignorant of one of the best players in the game of all time. So there's your disconnect. For me, that's the disconnect, is that you've got baseball. If I show my dad, listen, here's baseball app. If you want baseball, just press baseball app. It's very simple. Just press
Where's my baseball?
Press it and it turns on. Press it and you get baseball.
Except
and then,
no.
And then he does that for opening day and it turns out I've lied to him. What the hell are we doing?
So in the wake of the Trout contract, we get reaction from the next wave of guys. The triple Bs in Bogarts, Bryant, and Betts in some order. And Bregman also B. But
and Bregman.
Bregman agrees to contract
right.
under market value to stay where he is. This is what struck me with Nolan Arenado signing his extension, Trout signing his extension. Here's 27-year-old Chris Bryant, who's 3 years away from free agency, and he says, if everyone keeps signing extensions, there will be no free agents. If I'm the only one, more teams will want me.
Well, hopefully for you. But remember, if every team signs their guys, they won't have spots for them either, you know, because they'll have their own players. So that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
He'll also be 30 when he's a free agent. And these guys who are signing extensions will have played into their, you know, late 20s or early 30s, something like that, and already have gotten the money. Plus, there's the whole labor unrest thing.
Yeah, time up where that CBA is going to be.
That you've got to deal with here. We were talking during the show, pre-meeting and everything, and just, you know, Rick brought it up too. Why do you think that some of the larger named free agents in the NBA started taking some control over the Players Association as their deals or free agencies were expiring or upcoming? Why do you think that was? So that the
agency.
Rules were made right for them, so that you had these things kind of sit well for you.
So no coincidence that Chris Bryant is the player rep.
3 years away from labor unrest, 3 years away from his own free agency, 3 years away from the largest payday he could get. I don't know now, though, that an extension can't happen for Chris Bryant. It's just you look at where the Angels were, even with the bad contracts that they've got, well, the Albert Pujols contract that they've got and the other mistakes they've made in some free agent deals, you've still got room under a collective bargaining tax at 206 to sign Mike Trout. The Cubs don't have that luxury because of some other signings they've made. Sure, Cole Hamels comes off the book next season, but you know, you start to deal with that threshold. I'm of the opinion, though, that you don't need that threshold anymore. That should be the driving purpose of Major League Baseball's Players Association over the next couple of years to somehow, and it's a monumental task, to somehow knock that artificial top end out. Will other teams, you know, who don't spend the same kind of money, like the of all the free agent contracts the Tampa Bay Rays have signed, I believe none of them total the Mike Trout deal. They haven't put that kind of money into it. So you need some sort of, you know, spur in the back of the horse here to get the underperforming and underpaying teams into the marketplace, as hard as that is.
I think it's the belly of the
but
horse.
But you've got to, is that where you spur? Where's
yeah.
I haven't ridden a horse with spurs ever.
That'd be a hell of a move if you're on the horse and you spur the horse on the back.
Well, wouldn't it be?
Then you're spinning around like doing a
you're
jump
doing like
turn.
A scorpion kind of thing, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on the size of the horse and the size of the rider, though, or the size of the spur.
No. If you're sitting in a saddle with spurs on the back of your boots, you spur the belly, the flank of the horse.
Is that what you do? I don't.
Yes.
It's behind you. It's the back of it's back half
Think
of the
about
horse.
If you're poking someone to get them to move, you're not poking them on the back necessarily.
Well,
you're
but
poking
now
them
we're
on the side.
Now we're cross species poking. Like that's.
But
you
you're
know, we're,
sitting on somebody trying
analogy.
To get them to right. The idea that with a horse, you're sitting on the horse.
Me and horses, we don't really. I don't understand their anatomy, their transport. I'm not really.
That's true. I don't know how they get it from place.
Connor.
I don't get it with horses.
Yeah,
I don't really do it. I don't understand it.
So polo is out too. So cricket's out and polo is out.
No, I'm willing to understand polo. I just don't understand the horse,
which is a pretty That's important a... part of polo.
Yeah, human development, technology, all that stuff. Yes.
I'm here for the polo match.
Listen, it's a,
wait,
it's a
I
blank
seem
spot.
To have, I seem to have forgotten.
I don't.
Something.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, you
why
kinda,
is everyone riding these things?
You kind of need a horse.
Well, kind
I'm good. No, I'm gonna just run out there. I'm okay.
Like it used to be played.
Yeah,
so the horse that rode in on that
it was always played on horses.
Need those stinking horses.
I did not know that.
Yes. So, yes, to when you say spur the teams to spend more money, because right now they are incentivized to not spend money.
No.
Because that way they get to keep more of the money.
That's right. You don't spend on players that win you games, and because losing isn't penalized, you don't have any need to win games if you're cool with just revenue sharing and making a couple of dollars.
I love the quote from Bryant, though. If I'm the only free agent, more teams will want me. Absolutely true, but a 30-year-old Chris Bryant, you know, 3 years a long time.
And he's coming off an injury, too. I mean, that's the other part of this. We assume, and I think it's probably a fair assumption, that Chris Bryant, when healthy, will be one of the better players in the game. He's got a track record that looks like it. He's got a pedigree that looks like it, and he's playing really well in spring training, which is just telling you that he's healthy. He probably deserves an extension like Arenado got and a little bit higher than Bregman got or something like that. He's ready for it, but he seems pretty well banked on free agency. He seems pretty well set to free agent. Mookie Betts said something about that today, too. He was asked whether or not he likes staying in Boston. Remember, Betts is coming up on free agency here, and he said, listen, I love being here. I've learned to love Boston, but I'm not going to let that affect my future value.
This segment is brought to you by Grandview Homes. They will buy your home as is and fast. GrandviewHomes.com for more info. A text from the 630 says, wait, can we back up a moment, please?
Sure.
I'm sorry I missed yesterday's show, but people actually, honestly, earnestly, don't know who Mike Trout is. People who listen to The Score and thus presumably are sports fans. Well,
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they know the name,
mm-hmm.
but they really don't understand that he might be the best baseball player who ever lived.
Which is bizarre to me because...
And they've never seen him.
In this day and age, it is easier than ever to find out how good Mike Trout is compared to the rest of the history of baseball. It's so easy. It's two Google searches. It's baseball reference and you type Trout. Like it's not hard to find out how good he is in the context of the rest of the history of the game. On the other hand, it's difficult because of how many choices we have in what we want to watch on a nightly basis, not just sports, but entertainment in general. I mean, you've got plenty of choices. You've got kids. You've got 5,000 emails in a morning, I guess, if you're that one dude, which, you know, filter some stuff out. Use a junk mailer or something. That's just too many emails.
I don't know how you could let... I mean, obviously he's exaggerating, but even if it's 500 emails.
Right. See, I'm the kind of guy, I can't have, you know, those like the red badge that pops up if you've got unread emails or text or whatever, the little number that pops up.
Yeah,
like, I can't have any of those. The what?
The red badge of
courage. That's right.
No,
I can't have any of those on the phone. I get anxiety. I got to have it all clean.
I have it right now for apps that need updating.
Oh, God, no, you got to fix that.
I hate it.
Why?
I like you, I'm a clean desk guy.
Okay. Well, so you got to update. So the problem that I have, though, is you update the apps, and then the updated ones have the little blue dot on them. So now I have to open the updated apps to clear off the blue dots.
Those don't bother me.
I can't have blue dots. I can't have red dots.
All right. I'm going to do an update all and just get this out of the way.
Yeah, that's a safe bet. I'm glad you're doing that.
I wish it would just auto update. Can I set it to auto update so I don't actually have to do this? I'm sure there's a setting in there that
does it automatically. No, because I think you got to opt in to like the, you know, by updating this app, I am giving you my DNA and firstborn and all of my personal information and here's my money.
And like Twitter and Lyft and CVS and all this, like do it. They always say, well, we do this once a week just because with minor bug fixes.
Right, bug fixes. That's what this is.
To do that.
Tracking your position or anything like that.
I get you. I'm with you on that. Like, but some people, it's like the desktop on my wife's computer, and it makes me crazy because there's like photos and it's like just have files and put these things away. A cluttered computer desktop also makes me crazy, which is like random crap on it.
Agreed. Can't have it. Everything's got to be. You just create folders and put stuff in its folders. It's easy.
Or delete. Delete, delete, delete.
Well, deleting is kind of difficult.
Throw things out. Okay, go through the...
I'm a little bit of a pack rat, so it's very difficult to keep clean. But on the computer, it's easy, so that's why I think
going through that right now.
Cleaning stuff.
Oh, you're
cleaning
moving.
Things, right. Moving things.
Donation.
Oh, yeah.
Garbage.
Throw it all away.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you haven't worn in a year.
Set it on fire.
My
donate.
Wife was floored that I had a tub of old shirts at my mom's house, and I kept... one sweater and one shirt as heat check shirts. just in case I lose enough weight. That's kind of like Spiegel coined the term, and it's perfect.
Check. Pull up from 26 and let that thing rip, right?
Not yeah. Yet. My old steel band shirt from Northern and then some old hoodie.
Okay. Well, that's a great opportunity. Moving is a great opportunity to unclutter your life. So that would been. It's throw stuff out.
Take
it's,
that opportunity,
it's
man.
So liberating.
Take that opportunity.
Absolutely. Hey, I've got something to give away.
I've got
a pair of tickets to the Cubs season preview party with Matt Spiegel and Pat Hughes. It's going to be a really fun time. And if you want to attend, you got to be listening next because I'll give it away right when we come back. So what do you make of that thing from Chris Bryant? Bryant's no dummy. Bryant knows that he's going to be involved in the collective bargaining process here as the player rep. Like you say, Chris Paul, LeBron James, no coincidence when they got involved
in negotiations. He's noticing something about this marketplace, too. He is in one place. Other players are very much in a different one. We'll sort them out when we get back. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Everybody's signing with their team, so there should be no free agents to fight over. So, I don't know, it's been kind of a strange offseason in that regard where everybody's just signing early extensions. But, geez, he's doing well. Pretty cool to see that. So, but, yeah, it's. I mean, obviously he deserves every penny of it and more. I mean, the guy's been the best player in baseball, is probably one of the best baseball players ever. So I don't even think there's anything to question about him signing that deal. I mean, he obviously likes it in LA, and now he's there forever. So that's pretty cool. I'm happy for him.
What was going on in the background there?
It's a rave.
Seriously. Who's in charge of the music on that day? Like, that's who's selecting that?
Good to know.
Just like hard-ass EDM stuff going on there. I'm still used to hearing the Eagles. You know, that's...
But you could always tell. I mean, during the regular season, you could tell because the starting pitcher usually picks your music for the day.
Yeah, you know when the redneck is in charge of the music,
like, you
right?
know when John Danks is picking your music, and you know when James Shields is picking your music. That's a very different setup. You'll hear some Nickelback when James Shields is throwing.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, he's...
Is it a bit?
No, he was big into... Boy, I don't even know the genre of it, but like... Seether or Tool or like, you know, those kind of bands, like the California alt rock slash emo hardcore thing, like straight edge hardcore.
Yeah, no,
wasn't that a genre for a little while?
Oh, like Tool did those.
Avenged Sevenfold, like that was a band for a little bit. I think he listened to.
Tool was the band with those sort of lurid videos, right? With like stop action photography, really interesting.
Was that Tool?
I think that was Tool that did some of those.
Dan, you were just watching South Park, actually.
They had
Celebrity Deathmatch.
No, Tool had really very visually arresting sort of videos, even if their music was kind of meh. They never really spoke to
me. Yeah, Shields' playlist is always
straight edge hardcore.
Yeah, okay, it was like skater hardcore straight edge thing. I asked him the genre once, and there were many, many descriptors of it. That's what there were.
815 texter says, who is this Chris Bryant person you speak of? I'm a big baseball fan, but I've never heard of him.
Yeah, that's kind of where we sit.
Yeah. Dave in Bloomington, you're on The Score. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, just kind of a valid comparison. And I understand where some of those guys are coming in from yesterday about the Mike Trout not being front and center. Just consider this. You know, he's arguably one of the greatest baseball players ever, and you have a certain segment of baseball fans that don't know his greatness. And I think the vast difference is you also have a person like Tiger Woods, who is arguably the greatest golfer ever, but there's major differences. He was promoted weekly on the network broadcast on Saturday and Sunday. He has multiple national commercials. How many national commercials does Mike Trout have? I think maybe one, and I can barely even remember it. I think there's a lot of people to blame with this, and I shouldn't say blame, but Major League Baseball, the Angels, and probably Mike Trout himself for not promoting his brand more. And if I think he did, you've seen more and more people understand and value how good Mike Trout is. Just my two cents.
Yeah, I think everything you say makes sense, Dave.
Yeah, I won't put it.
I don't want to use the word blame, really.
Yeah, I don't want to put it on Mike Trout. I mean, if he doesn't want to market himself, he doesn't have to. But that doesn't stop Major League Baseball from putting a whole bunch of his highlights in promo reels that run in national spots to get their sport a little more notoriety. And real quickly here, I'm hammered on the text line. I didn't put Tool in the same category as the rest of those bands. I'm saying that James Shields, before his starts, listened to those bands, comma, also Tool. That's just what the man listened to.
And apparently it's nu metal, N-U.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or N-U with the umlaut, nu metal or agro metal.
Okay.
That became popular in the late 90s with Korn, Limp Bizkit, and Kid Rock, Papa Roach, Stained, and P.O.D.
That was more of his stuff.
Okay, peaked with Linkin Park's diamond-selling album Hybrid Theory.
Don't remember him playing much Linkin Park. I'm saying he played some of that genre. Also, comma, Tool. That's what he was into. I didn't put the two in the same connection.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
With Trout, though.
I mean, Trout's got a shoe. He's got a signature shoe.
Yes.
Here's the problem. It's a baseball shoe.
You only wear those on baseball fields.
6-year-old boys aren't wearing spikes to school.
Yeah. There are hurdles to the marketability of baseball.
There was a time at that age where my son would only wear baseball pants to school, however.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Because about a third of his wardrobe was baseball pants.
There is nothing wrong with that.
That's what he said. I said, you're wearing baseball pants to school, Ed Farmer. And I'm making all these Ed Farmer jokes. He doesn't understand. And he's like, no, I'm good. This is my comfort zone.
No pockets, though. The kid was cool going to school with no pockets except maybe one in the back. I mean, did he have the back pocket baseball pants?
Yeah, he had the back with a single back pocket baseball.
Single back pocket, which you obviously have to leave untucked, I would imagine. Was that cool when I was playing Babe Ruth ball? That's not cool anymore?
No, that was not cool. That was
we don't
annoying.
Do that? Okay.
Yeah, it was stupid and annoying.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but it was cool when we were playing.
That was, and I love the 708. It was absolutely right. Don't overthink it. Baseball fans are old. Old people go to bed. We don't see Mike Trout because we're asleep. It's true. It is absolutely. Yeah. I'm there too. He plies his trade when most people are asleep.
That's absolutely a fact. And there are hurdles to baseball marketing Mike Trout. I would just be a little bit happier if they tried to jump the hurdles. You've got the season opening in Japan before everyone's awake. That's a marketing decision. You have a mostly faceless player representation at the very top end of your contracts. You have Bryce Harper, and then you're trying to get everybody else out in front of national campaigns or your sport in front of other things. You have blackout restrictions that are positively archaic. I mean, all of these things matter. And if you want to, you know, make your piecemeal $10 billion, who am I to tell you that that's the wrong way to do it? I just see other options. There are other opportunities. And this is where we go back to the offseason in general. There's opportunity, there's ability for baseball to change, to adapt, and have an offseason more like the NFL does with scheduled occurrences, stuff that actually happens, or like the NBA does, stuff that actually happens. There's opportunity there. With opportunity comes notoriety, comes cash, comes a larger notice of your sport, and they don't seem to want to take that opportunity.
Kevin in Lakeview, you're on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Hey, guys, I just think Connor hit on something in the last few minutes that you said. You know, I'm your middle-aged guy baseball fan. I do know who Mike Trout is, and I have a pretty good handle on how great he is, but I don't have to watch him. Baseball, because of its large sample size, the dominance now of advanced statistics, I'm probably getting more information about Mike Trout by looking at his WAR, going to FanGraphs, looking at Baseball Reference, than I am actually trying to watch him and make time. And then you add to that, he's not the highlight machine that brings you the joy of watching, like a Nolan Arenado diving into the seats or Javi Baez or something like that. It's something that I think baseball is going to have to come to grips with and figure out how they deal with this.
You know, the other thing, Kevin, he also doesn't have a single, outside of his value, outside of wins above replacement, he doesn't have an old-fashioned single statistic that will jump off the agate page in a way that makes a middle-aged baseball fan say, ooh, he's the home run guy, or he's the stolen right. base guy. He does everything really well in a way that adds up to unquestioned greatness. Mm. But just as you say, it doesn't lend itself to an individual highlight. It also doesn't make an old-school baseball fan go crazy because of one recognizable stat.
And then new school baseball fans may not generate eyeballs, kind of like what you guys are talking about. They're not going to generate eyeballs the same way old baseball fans did. So how does baseball turn that fandom, that following, into, you know, the future of the game?
I think it's happening through baseball advanced media, Kevin. I think are the younger generations who can consume baseball in a fractionalized and time-shifted way.
Yeah.
They're there. They're doing it. They know. They know how good Mike Trout is, I think. They know. All right, I need a number from you real quick.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Caller 7 to the contest line wins contest a pair of line. Tickets to the Cubs season preview party with Spiegs and Pat Hughes. March 24th, Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, courtesy of the Illinois Lottery's new Lucky 7s instant ticket. Must be 18 or older to play. Mike Florio will get us all caught up. Some big names signing in the second wave of free agency around the NFL. He's next on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.